And it's Carminer Peace, even though I don't look like Carminer Peace. I am Carminer Peace. And you're listening to Tom and Zeus on the Shout It Out Loud cast. So keep listening. Keep rocking.
That's right. We're back with episode 51 of Dorm Damage. And my goodness, do we have a great one tonight? A very special guest talking about a ton of awesome stuff. Zeus, who is joining us here on episode 51?
We are lucky and fortunate to have the great and super talented Britt Lightning of Vixen joining us.
Yeah, amazing. What a great interview. Tons of fun. We just had such a blast talking about Kiss, her career, Vixen, Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, and a ton of other stories. Zeus reminding her about the elevator at Creatures Fest.
And stupid Boston stories.
Yeah, great stuff. Tons of fun.
Well, here it is. Britt Lightning.
All right, this week we have one of the hardest working women in rock and roll. She is best known as the lead guitarist in Vixen, which we all love, and she is also one of the camp counselors for Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp and a fellow Pantheon podcaster because she's a co-host of the new podcast, Rock Camp. And what's even cooler than that is she's a Bostonian. Britt Lightning joins the show tonight. Britt, welcome.
Woo, thank you, and thanks for the great intro.
Yeah, of course.
Happy to be here hanging with you guys.
Yeah, awesome.
It's well-deserved. So you've been on our radar for a couple different things. Bostonian obviously gives you huge props for us.
For us, yes.
Right? And for you guys, too.
Yes, thank you.
We caught you on the Kiss Cruise.
Yep.
Right? When you were on with Vixen. I'm 50, so I got into Vixen when their first couple albums came out.
Me too.
And I remember them. Do you remember this, Tom? They were in that horrendous movie in the 80s.
Which
what was it called? Hard something?
Hard Bodies.
Hard Bodies, yes.
That movie's not horrendous. That's a classic.
It's got the kid from You Shit on My House and Can't Buy Me Love. Yeah. He's in that. And then all of a sudden in the middle of the movie, why is the Vixen band in this? It was just 80s camp stuff. But regardless, you weren't in there then. You were probably just a little baby.
True.
Yeah. So Vixen, I bought all their stuff, and when they came out originally, loved them, got to see you on the cruise, thought you guys kicked ass. And and while I'm like, oh, she's a huge Kiss fan. Oh, get her on the show. Then within that time period, I find out you got a new pod on Pantheon.
Yeah, very cool.
We do. It's called Rock Camp, the podcast. We're super excited about it. We've done quite a few episodes, and it's going great. I got to say, we're having a blast. It's me, David Fischoff, and Miles, who is a camper, who now actually works for us as well. So we say a camper, a producer, and a rock star walk into a podcast studio.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I listened to a couple episodes. It just sounds like you guys are having a ton of fun. And how could you not? Yeah. You know, how could you not? So were you now? Correct me if I'm wrong. Were you guys also at Creatures Fest in Nashville?
We were there too.
Okay,
we saw you there too.
Yeah, we were there too. Okay, yeah.
With Vinnie Vincent.
Yeah. Oh yes. Now, we saw that too. Yes. Yeah.
I gotta ask her this.
Go ahead.
Do you remember something like about an elevator during at the hotel?
Oh no.
Something about the elevator?
Yes. There was like a horrendous scent in there, and they had to tape it off, and everybody had incense. I know your bass player had issues because Joey Quesada was telling me I was in the elevator with some of the Vixen girls.
I wish people could see Britt's look of confusion. She's right, like, now.
You know what? I usually would remember those kind of things. I wasn't drinking that heavily at that show, so I should remember.
Okay, good.
But I don't.
Somebody from rumor has it sprayed some sort of a fart spray or something in the elevators.
And pretty much ruined half of the weekend at Creatures Fest.
That's hilarious. I don't know how, maybe if there's two elevators, maybe I kept getting the right.
Oh, no. Everybody, the whole weekend.
Wow.
There was even,
but you know,
like,
what? I'm a stair person too. So I always, if I find stairs, I'll always.
That was probably the smartest move you made.
Stair people.
Yeah, that was probably the smartest move you made all weekend, was using the stairs.
Wow, that's so funny. Okay.
And Posada would tell me that. He's like, so your bass player has like an accent. She Brazilian or something?
She's Brazilian.
Yes. There you go.
She does have a good sense of smell. Because half the time we'll go into casinos and she'll be like, ew, I can't stay in this room. And I never smell anything. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. My room's fine. And she'll come over and smell my room. And she'll be like, ew, it smells like even more smoke. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't smell.
Well, so maybe just remember Joey doing the like, oh, what is this?
With the Brazilian accent.
Yes. It was the cherry on top for a great weekend, that
Creatures Fest was amazing.
Which, unfortunately, I believe you guys had your show changed, right?
We did. We had some changes on the Kiss Cruise as well with set times and stages. Yeah.
Yep. Yes. Yep. Yes. And you guys had to go afterwards, which no one expected. You were supposed to go on before Vinny, right?
Wait, didn't we still go on before Vinny?
I thought you guys ended up closing it that night.
Maybe we did.
I thought so too.
As you can see, my memory's a little foggy.
No,
so.
It's okay.
Oh, no, it's all good.
Believe me, that weekend was a mess for a lot of us. It was a blast. It was a mess.
I remember there being
schedule changes and stuff with that, but I don't remember to what.
Okay. That's okay.
That's okay. It was different from our point of view.
I don't even smoke weed, you guys, so I don't know what this is all about.
We don't either. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, it's all good. But anyways, going back away from that, you're also in now, you're doing the fantasy camp, and we saw a couple ads that you guys had up, and then I saw Bruce Kulick had the same exact ad, but just him superimposed instead of you, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I create those ads, so I know exactly
what's going on. Oh, nice. Yeah. We love Bruce. We've had Bruce on the show a bunch of times. We hung out with him at Creatures Fest at we saw him in Vegas. We went to a Gene Simmons event last May in Vegas and hung out with Bruce. So we saw. So tell the people, or tell us too, but the listeners, like, what exactly is Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp? Because it sounds beyond amazing.
Yeah, well, it is beyond amazing.
Yeah.
So basically, it's for all vocalists and instrumentalists of all different levels and all ages. So it's not like a school rock. We mostly get adults, but we'll have like bands with teenagers and stuff in there too.
Okay.
But we get a lot of adults, and it's for people that always wanted to be rock stars, or for some reason, you know, for the adults, you know, went different paths. We got lawyers and doctors. I mean, I had a rocket scientist that worked for NASA who could play like three chords. I'm like, you can build rockets, but you can't play these three ABD in a row. But it's okay. So we get all different people, and we put them in bands. I'm the musical director. I talk to every single camper that comes, get a vibe for their experience level, their personality, and that's how I decide who goes in what bands.
Okay.
I put them in a band for 4 days. We do the camps in different locations. We have a lot of them coming up this next few months in Los Angeles, but we have one that we're booking right now that will be announced shortly in New York. Sometimes we do them in Vegas and Florida as well. And you join a band for 4 days. Each band is mentored by a rock star counselor. Like, I will mentor a band. Vinny Appice from Black Sabbath and Dio will mentor a band. Sometimes Tony Franklin from The Firm. Rudy Sarz of Quiet Riot. Bruce Kulick is going to mentor a band at this upcoming camp.
Yep.
And then we help prep you to learn how to be in a band and jam with your musical heroes, which are different every camp. So they're themed. So at this upcoming camp next week, we have one with Nancy Wilson of Heart. So you're going to jam a Heart song with Nancy.
Oh, wow.
We've got the Robert and Dean DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots.
That's Zeus's band.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love those guys. That was my first concert ever.
Cool. Nice. Nice.
And Robert has the same birthday as me. We just had our birthday.
Oh, nice.
He's about 15 feet tall.
Yeah.
What year did you see them? What tour? Do you remember?
It was actually, it was at the River Rave in Boston. Do you remember
that? We were at that too.
Okay. Remember there was like, everybody like jumped in and ran, jumped down from the seats on.
And
there was
ran onto the field.
Yes.
Yes.
I did that. I was in high school. See, this is what happened. My first concert, I wanted to go to Bush and No Doubt. And I had friends that were all going in high school. I think I was a freshman in high school or something like that. And my and I asked permission. My parents said no. And because they said, is a chaperone going? And I said, no, but we're all going, whatever. Yeah. So they said no. So I was like, oh, okay. Next time, I'm just not going to ask. So then for the River Rave, I said I was like going to a friend's house and staying over. And I went to the River Rave and went totally nuts. You know, we had some guy buying us beers. Underage, we were smoking weed, and we totally hopped the fence and rough thing. I got pepper sprayed all in my face. You know, it was an all day event, and so I didn't have sunscreen on. My face was so sunburnt, and I got a full face full of pepper spray on my sunburn. Thought I was going to die, and then and then finally was able to see again just as STP took the stage, and it was like the best ever. Did my first crowd surfing to them, and
that was the first time I saw STP as well. Yeah,
they were awesome. I saw them on Purple at the and they would do like a seven song in the middle of the set, seven song acoustic little thing they would do in the middle of it. It just blew my mind.
Oh, that's giving me chills talking about that.
Yeah,
What a memory.
Did you go to Giles Liquor in Medford and hang out there and have somebody buy you beer? Because that's what I used to do.
No, I didn't do that one.
Well, it was either Giles or Lions. It depends on what we're in the mood
I
for.
I did Giles, right, and me and my friend Billy, we'd buy a case of beer when we were freshmen, and we were so, back then, so like tiny. We would drink them and be like, oh, let's drink some of them so we can't carry them across the line to Arlington. And we got so shit-faced, the cops saw us trying to cross the bridge into Arlington and chased us on the field. The cop opened the door and ran Billy over with the door to stop him. I fell. All the beer came out. I was so drunk. They PC'd my ass, brought me to the cop station in Medford. I threw up all over the cop station, and I could remember them smacking me in the fucking head, going, you little shit. Who's going to fucking clean this up? And slapping me there. Had to get my dad to pick me up. Oh, it was...
That's and the best and the best part of this story, Britt, is that he's an attorney now.
Oh my god!
Oh
I
man, the stupid shit that happened to me back then. But going back, so STP started your first concert, became now one of the best and our favorite guitarists out there. Where did you get your technique? Who did you follow? Where did you start? And how that mentored you to become now a camp counselor?
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment of Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Sure.
And
yeah.
And Vixen too. Yeah. And kicking ass in Vixen as well. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you know, I heard Eruption for the first time. I listened to like 90s hip hop and stuff until I heard Eruption on accident while I was shopping in a store with my mom, and I didn't know what it was. It blew my mind. And I was just like, oh my God, that's what it was like, this crazy calling. I can't explain it. I don't know. It just really got my attention. And, So then after I ran errands with my mom, I was like, you got to take me to the Newbury Comics. And I bought Van Halen 1 in 1984. And then that was it. And then I got a guitar and I just started playing. And then I moved from Natick up to the Reading area. And I went to a Catholic school. And they didn't have any music programs. But then one day I was staying after school and I heard an electric guitar. And I was like, what the heck? And so I followed it. And there was a couple guys in a room and they had a guitar club that one of the teachers left their room open for. And just like one day a week after school. And I went in and they were like, no girls allowed. Blah, blah, blah. Play. And I was like, well, I don't know. I'm learning. And so I was like, okay, that's fine. And so I would listen to what they were doing and they were all just jamming Metallica. So I was like, okay, got it. I'm going to learn all of Metallica and I'm going to play Metallica better than them after a bunch of practice.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And funny enough, the teacher who left the room open was also in charge of the liturgical music group. So it was like I said, a Catholic school.
Catholic school. Yep.
That if you want to practice guitar, we need another guitar player for the liturgical music group. These boys don't want to do it, but you just play acoustic. And, you know, so I really practiced my C, G, D chords, but that was actually my first gig on a stage doing that. And so that helped me though to learn. And then that teacher did give me some tips on playing. And then I practiced so hard. The next year I came back and I showed right up to guitar club. I couldn't wait to come back for school to start again so I could be in guitar club. And I walked in and I just started playing Master of Puppets and all these. And I knew all the solos too. And so they were like, oh, wow. And then I got voted in as guitar club president.
No shit. That's so cool.
And then I started a coffee house where we would do a coffee house once a month after school in our cafeteria.
Yeah.
And jam and do cover songs. And so that's kind of how it all began. But as a result of being influenced by Van Halen, I got into all the other 80s rock at the time. So I was super into, just Marty Friedman and Kirk Hammett and all those guys, Dave Mustaine. But then I also really loved, you know, Santana and David Gilmour. Mm-hmm. I didn't really get into Jimmy Page or Jimi Hendrix till later on because those sounds were a little like rougher around the edges as far as like the polished. I like that polished Eddie sound.
Sure. You know,
like Warren DeMartini and all that. I just thought that was perfect. And then I was like, how come people like Jimmy Page and Hendrix and they're so not perfect? Now I super appreciate all the genius in that.
Now, were you aware of Vixen at that time, at that young age? Were you?
Yeah. So, okay. So then getting into that, then I was like, I discovered Lita Ford first. I never really got into Joan Jett because she didn't lead the way I wanted to and stuff like that. But and the Runaways was kind of 70s for my taste at the time. So I just thought Lita was awesome. And then that led me to Vixen. And when I discovered Vixen, I freaked out because as a kid, I watched Jam and the Holograms and I was like, oh my God.
Oh God. Yeah.
And I didn't realize that. And I just thought Vixen was the coolest. And I always wanted to be in like a girl gang. And I was also influenced by the movie Grease. And like, I thought the Pink Ladies were cool, but the T-Birds were cooler. And like, I just wanted to wear the leather jackets, but with girls and rock out in a band. And so then I started my band from Boston, Jaded.
Yes.
Which was an all girl band. And then I did a lot of all female things because I love that energy. And then, fast forward to being a Vixen, it's like, whoa, this is full circle here.
Full circle. That's amazing. And you played some shows or some festivals, events that were run by like WAAF and like all the Boston rock stations, right?
Yeah. We used to play in the local bazookas.
Local bazooka. Yes. Yes.
And then we did those sky shows. What was that? New Hampshire radio, Rock 101 sky.
Oh,
show.
Rock 101. Yep. Yep.
And stuff like that up in, Manchester, New Hampshire, Vegas.
Yep. Vegas. Yep. Yep. Yep.
So, you know, then the Mistress Carrie and Mike Shue and all them.
Yeah.
And AF.
Yeah. And then fellow
podcast, Pantheon
people too.
Podcast too.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're on which one?
Mistress Carrie has her own podcast on Pantheon, Mistress Carrie podcast, which does awesome.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Oh, yeah. And
she
then
just
Mike
had Sebastian Bach on. Yep. And Mike Shue does a podcast on Neil Young.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, great. Wow.
We've had both of them on to talk Kiss and all that stuff.
And
so
radio station stuff. Yeah.
So speaking of Kiss, at that age, when you were listening to all those bands, Were you aware of Kiss? Did they have any kind of influence on you at all? Were you a fan, or were you like, ah, I can't listen to those guys. I gotta learn Master of Puppets again.
No, I was super into Kiss. And so then when I, all right. So I really, when I started Jaded, I got huge into Kiss. And so we had a manager and he was all about Kiss. He helped us make a Jaded sign with the light bulbs that looked like Kiss.
Oh, nice.
All our moves, like we would watch a bunch of, you know, and my first boyfriend was really a Kiss collector, Kiss pinball machine, everything in his place. And the big poster of Ace with the smoking guitar. So I was just like all about discovering and diving into that and into the live show mastery of just putting on a real show,
yeah,
more so than just rocking out. And just Ace's solo, when I heard that, that was just mind-blowing. And then I did that's what inspired me to do in the middle of our set in Jaded, I would always do a guitar solo and I would disappear from the stage while the singer was doing something. Oh no, we would do drum solo. Hillary would do a drum solo. Hillary Blaze, she still lives in Boston, and she was the drummer in our band, and now she plays in a Judas Priest's tribute band and a Led Zeppelin tribute band as well.
Oh, which Zepp band?
Which Zeppelin band?
We see a bunch of them.
All female one. She does Judas Priest, the all female tribute to Judas Priest, and then the it's not
Led Zeppelin?
Is she in Led Zeppelin?
I think so.
Oh, I've seen them a bunch of times. They're incredible.
She just joined as a new drummer. I think it's that one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're insane. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to hit them now with her in the band, especially. But yeah, so then she would do a drum solo. I'd disappear. And then our manager would hold the spotlight up on the bar and I'd appear on top of the bar and I'd do a cool solo. And sometimes he'd do smoke with me and that was all Ace inspired. And,
oh, my God. Oh, it's so cool. So cool.
Yeah. So yeah, awesome. Very into Kiss. And we used to always do the Kiss expos growing up, the Jersey, New York.
Oh, that's right. In Jersey. Yeah. Yeah.
We it was every year. Jade would play that. Richie Rano, who put that on from the band Stars. Great guy.
And another full circle moment, kind of like then you end up on the Kiss cruise, you know, which is just kind of like incredible.
Which was awesome. Which was the last Kiss cruise.
Yeah, we were on that too.
I know. And that was, I wish it was still going on because I'd love to do that again, but I'll just never forget the moment when Paul Stanley says hello to us, comes in the green room right before we go on stage. And then he's right on the side of the stage during our show. I was like, oh my God, I don't think I've ever been so self-conscious and nervous.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's so cool.
The bands that were on the cruise. So we were on the second one. That was on the
because they had two weeks. They had back to back weeks.
Supposedly they're going to do another one, but Kiss in makeup won't perform. They'll each have their own little, like Gene's band will come out. Paul will probably do that Motown stuff, and and they said they might do like an acoustic Sail Away as Kiss.
Okay,
let's hope.
Yeah,
I hope they can't retire. This is just crazy. They're still the best band in the world, the hottest band in the world. So
that's right.
Now
you want to hear my first time I met Kiss story?
Please, of course.
Oh, we got to
tell this because you guys are just very Kiss oriented. So
do it.
So we had a little break in Vixen. Janet Gardner had a brain aneurysm, and we had 6 months off for sure. And I was like, okay, let me try to look at this break as a positive. You know, everything kind of happens for a reason. Sometimes I try to think in those terms. And so I was like, what if I wanted to do? I got 6 months to kind of just like do something different and find another way to make some money and stuff. And I thought, you know, I've always wanted to be a flight attendant. So I applied to be a flight attendant. I'm a flight attendant. Okay. So I'm flying all around. And the first time I have some free time that I'm able to use my free flights for my own personal fun stuff. It's Mardi Gras. And I'm like, I'm going to go to Mardi Gras. So I fly down and have this crazy night, of course. The next morning, I wake up in my hotel room, super hungover. And I'm like, oh God, there's no water. And I'm not snobby about a lot of things, but I'm like a water snob. Like I hate drinking sink water. So I'm like, oh, there's no bottled water. Like I need bottled water. So I'm still in like clothes from the day before, total mess, just a mess. I hit the elevator button. I can barely open my eyes. Like, and the elevator doors open up and I look in and I'm like, whoa, that looks like Kiss. That's weird. And I guess I was just standing there. And then the guy goes, are you coming in? Are you going down? And I was like, yes. And I got in the elevator and then I just slowly like look up over to my left and I'm like thinking, boy, that looks like Paul Stanley. And sure enough, he goes, hi, I'm Paul. And I go, Paul Stanley. And he goes, that's me. And I was like, oh my God. And then I look over and then it was Eric and Tommy. June wasn't there. And I go, oh wow, I'm in an elevator kiss. I'm thinking, like, am I still high? Like, what's going on here? And so then we all started talking because I had a guitar necklace on and they were playing the Superdome that night.
Okay.
I was just like not up on what was going on, you know?
And, yeah.
So that was the first time that I met Kiss.
That's wild. Oh my God. How funny is that?
And then also at one of the NAMM shows, I was on in a very small clip on Gene Simmons' Family Jewels show because I don't know if you know it or not, but I have a very long tongue.
Oh my God. I guess you do. Holy shit. We might have to release the video on this one.
Yeah, we might have to put this on the Patreon tier.
Yeah, right.
The demon tier and see, hey.
Good God.
Wow. Yikes.
Yeah, so that's we were awesome. comparing sizes.
Okay. Nice. Oh my God. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's funny. So you did play with Vixen with Janet Gardner in there.
I did. When I joined the band, it was all originals except for Jan. Rest in peace.
Yeah. How did you get connected with Vixen? Like, again, kind of full circle. You loved them when you discovered them. And then how did you get connected to them? And you're a part of them now to this day.
Yeah. Well, I moved. I was playing with Alejandro Sanz, a big Spanish artist. I was on tour for about like 3 years with him. And then that wound down and I landed in Boston and it was cold and snowy. And I was like, I spent all this time in South America. What the hell am I doing living here? I want to go to LA. I want to go to the sunshine. So I headed out there and then I just started playing in the jam scenes and stuff. And then another all-female band, I started jamming with an all-female Guns N' Roses tribute called Paradise Kitty.
Yeah, and, that's awesome.
What a great name.
Yeah. And exactly. And so then, started jamming with them and we did one of the cruise pre-parties. And then Larry, who manages Vixen, is also runs some of those cruises. He runs Monsters of Rock Cruise and stuff like that. And
among yep.
a few others. And so he saw me and he talked to those girls and he goes, oh, I found your guitar player. And other people had mentioned me. And so they'd heard me in the circle a few times and stuff.
So cool. So
it just kind of all came together at that point. Yeah. They were all ready and... So, I went down to Cher's house and jammed with the girls, and that was it.
Nice. That's amazing.
Yeah. I was going to say, we discovered Vixen. I discovered Janet Gardner in the early 90s in Vixen. A lot of guys had the biggest crush on her. I think she's fantastic. I love those first couple albums that Vixen had done, and it's a shame that you guys aren't all together, but you know what? You guys still kick ass with the current band lineup you have now.
Oh, so, yeah.
You know, everybody's finding success one way or the other. So that's great. I'm glad that you enjoy what you're doing with Vixen and you can still play elsewhere and like Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp.
Yes. Yeah. It's great. I got a lot of good things going on at the moment. And did you guys hear the new Vixen single, by the way?
Yeah. I'm going to admit I have not yet.
Yes, red? A lot of red. Yes, it's called Red. You got to check it out. Fred Corey from Cinderella produced it. And,
cool.
We worked with him on it. And nice. Yeah, I think you're going to like it. So,
Where would people find it? As far as Vixen, there's an official website, right? And they could
there's a website. But it's on YouTube because we did a video for it. So check out, watch it with the video on YouTube. But it's also on Spotify and all the streaming services.
Yeah, I want to go back for a minute to the fantasy camp. How did you get? Did you start as like a member? You know, like a Nancy Wilson type person, and then you got involved as like a counselor, or how did you get connected up with the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp?
Yeah, I had a lot of mutual rock star friends that I was like, what is this thing everybody's posting about? I want to get involved in it. So, I reached out to the camp and I got hired as a counselor. And after the first time being a counselor, I got the campers telling David Fischoff, who runs it, like, oh, wow, she was so great. You know, we really liked her. So, like, you got to have her back. And anyways, I had lunch with David afterwards and we were just talking about some things. And he liked the fact that, you know, I have a degree in business. So I know how to do a bunch of things that are not musical as well, you know, can write contracts and do all sorts of stuff. So it was a good blend of musicality and business. And he was like, I think you could, you know, help out a lot here if you're interested.
Nice.
I would love to, because it really is a life-changing thing. That's what I want to just say lastly about the camp is that, you know, people come for all different reasons and you can be at any different level, but not only do the campers leave with growth, but so do the counselors and the headliners. Everybody really get something out of it. And it's a big bonding experience. And over the course of 4 days, the transformations that some people go through is incredible. Like you'll see people with extreme stage fright that can hardly make eye contact with you when they're performing and stuff, because they're very insecure about it, to wearing like a sequin cape and being Mick Jagger all over the whiskey stage. And so, yeah, and then the camp, it culminates. You, not only do you jam with all these big artists, but then you have a live show this next weekend. The live show is at the Troubadour.
Oh, wow.
They play a famous venue.
Yeah.
And family can come out and be like, people's college buddies fly out to see them jamming. And they're like, oh, my God, you're really doing it. And it's really awesome. But that's why we get, I mean, Nancy's done a bunch of camps. STP guys have done camps before in the past. That people come back because it is such a cool, different experience.
You've had Gene Simmons before, correct?
Gene and Paul, yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Any good stories with either one of them?
You know, I wasn't at the camps that they did.
Okay.
I started with the camps in 2019. Before I joined, but I mean, they loved it. I know that. There's a documentary about Rock Camp, the movie. It's streams free on Amazon Prime. But
no shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
I cut you off. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
There was somebody, and I can't figure it out. I'm trying to find it while we're talking. Who sent us a message? Because they love to get all our, we call them loudcasters, all our crazy listeners and all that stuff. When they have events like Creatures Fest or the Kiss Cruise, and we talk about it afterwards, and everyone always, you know, lives vicariously through our experiences to all these fun events. Somebody just sent it to us this week and I can't find the thing now.
Yeah.
Go fucking figure. But it was like, hey guys, you want to go to the next event? You should go to Rock Camp. This thing is fucking awesome. And he was pushing it on us. Who the hell was that?
Well, I don't know, but the only problem with Rock Camp, like you said, Britt, it's not School of Rock. So if Zeus and I don't know how to hold a friggin' guitar, it's not for us. Like you have to know what you're doing. Like you said,
you can be a very beginner though. I mean, we have people that have, you know, picked up the guitar during COVID and kind of just strum it here and there. I mean, it's helpful to know a little bit, but you don't have to be experienced.
Okay. So are there, like you said, it's not School of Rock, but is part of the camp like lessons as well? So could you start the fantasy camp with like a very basic knowledge of the guitar, and then after 3-4 days kind of be like that much better? Like, would it be, is it that kind of thing?
Yes, because it's like full immersion. Like I know people, they're like, oh, I've taken lessons once a week for so long, but I learned more in these 4 days. And then I did 3 years of taking lessons, just because you got long 12-hour days. There's master classes, jam rooms, rehearsals. And you just really focus instead of just like, oh, a little bit here, a little bit there.
Wow. Can I come in and do like the tambourine and be like, I want to hang out with Bruce and Britt and just be the background guy and go,
ooh, yeah, clap. Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Bruce just play the triangle in the background while everybody's
shredding. Cowbell. We'll do some Blue Oyster Cult. We'll get you.
There you go. Now, do you guys, I think I heard it on one of the episodes of the podcast. Are there people that they'll go to the fantasy camp, and then by the end of it, they'll be like in a band?
Yes. And a lot of times the bands that I put together stay together. And
oh, no kidding.
Even though they live all over the country, and they will rehearse and talk on Zoom and then fly out. Some of them fly out quarterly. They meet at some and book gigs. So they book a gig in Texas. They booked a gig. And they get together and they keep their band name and they keep the band together, which is so cool.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, on our newsletter, I do a camper spotlight, you know, once a week, and we highlight like what has come from somebody coming to Rock Camp. A person just opened for Glenn Hughes the other night that started a band after coming to Rock Camp. That was the last one I just featured, but we have all sorts of stories like that.
Somebody
got married by Sammy Hagar as a result of he officiated the wedding.
I think I saw that.
I mean, crazy things happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a guy that lived in Moscow that came to a rock camp and ended up, he came to the rock camp with Joe Perry. He ends up, as a result of that, opening for Aerosmith in Moscow.
Oh my God. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. So when I'm thinking, obviously for when we hear the word camp, we think of like a friggin' like a summer camp. What's the setup for the rock and roll? Is that like a hotel? Is that like some, like a venue, or how is it set mm-hmm. up?
Yeah. So everybody kind of stays at the same hotel. We have like a host hotel, but then we have a rehearsal space that everybody has each band gets a rehearsal space. So everybody's mostly at the rehearsal spaces. And then we go to the live venues. Sometimes we have opening night parties and jams at other venues too.
Yeah. Nice. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I wish I picked up the guitar years ago.
You're going to have to stop. We've never done one in Boston, but we should do it in Boston.
Let's go. Well, you you're from Boston. Boston obviously has an incredible history of rock music and rock radio. Make it happen.
I know.
Here's the sad thing, Britt. I have three guitars, okay, an acoustic and two electrics. I bought them. I'm 50. I bought them all when I turned 40. And my goal was, I'm going to teach myself how to play. And for a while I was cooking, and now I look at them. I have one of them hanging on my wall, and I look over at it and I'm like, I can hear the guitar yelling at me saying, why aren't you picking me up? Why aren't you picking me up? Because when I was messing around with it, I have like a couple apps on my phone and try to teach myself by sound and stuff. It's so fun. It just takes time. It just takes time.
Just sing in the car like I do. Fucking forget it. You're 50 years old. You ain't going to learn shit. I figured
nice.
It out.
Nice. You see the encouragement? Yeah. You see the encouragement I get?
I figured it out when I did Guitar Hero. I'm like, I suck at this. Can you imagine how bad I'll be at on the real guitar?
Hero isn't guitar.
Leave it to the professionals. Like, bro.
I'll never forget. We played at the place in Saugus. What's the place?
Hockey Town in
Somerville, that mall there. There's a venue there.
Don't tell me.
The Assembly Mall?
All I can think of is Good Times.
What was it called? Good Times?
Don't tell me you played there.
Not a Good Times.
Yeah, I think so. Is that in Somerville? No. Near the Assembly Mall?
Yeah, it's gone. Now it's long gone.
Good Times is at Fresh Pond Mall.
No. Good Times at Assembly in Somerville.
Wait, did they have an arcade connected to
it? They had pool tables and arcades and everything.
I played there.
Oh, okay. Dear God.
Did anybody get stabbed?
Yeah, and you didn't get killed. That's amazing.
Yes. Oh, I got another story if you want to hear about that.
Oh, bring it on.
But I was going to say that was one of the first times that I played Guitar Hero. I think the only time I played Guitar Hero.
Okay.
But it was after my show, so I was just shredding. Everybody was like, you're such a good guitar player, blah, blah, blah. And then I go and I start, and they're like, play Guitar Hero. And I had this little kid just school me on Guitar Hero. I got nowhere. But that was at Good Times. That was my first and only time playing Guitar Hero, and I'll never pick that up again.
Yeah, that place has been raised to the ground. No one, please. The place is like the murder
Good
capital
times
of some
like
of
a running gag on our show.
That's hilarious. I can't believe that. Oh yeah, I
definitely remember the cheesy commercial they had for that place.
Oh, it was awful. Me and my buddies used to go there all the time and play pool, and then all of a sudden we're like, I don't think we can go back to Good Times. Every time I turn on the news, somebody's getting stabbed there.
Yeah, like, your tires are getting slashed.
Yeah, it was
gonna say the scariest gig that I ever played was, and you ready? This is good with Jaded. We played Hell's Angels Halloween party at the Palace in Saugus.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, man.
And there was FBI lining the place, and they bomb checked my guitar cases to make sure. Oh, yeah. It was high security. It was crazy. And then I'll never forget my mom. Is great. She came to every gig. She sold her merch. She did, but she it can be oblivious. And I'll never forget. There was a section where like Sonny Barger was and with on the chair, and it was like all like the VIP kind of section of the Hell's Angels. And she was trying to take a picture, and he wanted to walk through. And she was like, and he was like, he said, somebody said, like, excuse me, you got to move. And she was like, you just hang on, I'm taking a picture. And like, they got so mad that she was like talking back to them. I was like, oh, mom, be careful. That's like the head of the family. It was really funny.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Boston, that's incredible. Stories. Yeah. I'm glad somebody understands it, what it was like then.
Yeah.
But, when we were going to the bars and clubs in the 90s, you were probably in kindergarten.
Not born.
Yeah. By the time we got those bars, like we're the old people in those bars by the time you started hitting them.
Oh, so, yeah, that's true. That's great.
Now, what's next on the agenda? What's going on besides Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp? And before we go, we want you to make sure you give all the plugs for them. When's Vixen's on tour? I see different ads out that you guys have some stuff coming up, right?
Yes. So Vixen, we really gear up in spring and summer and fall. That's our busy season. So we've got a little break here, but we're working on new music and we can't wait to get back.
Really?
I know we're doing the High Seas Rally Cruise this fall, which we've never done before.
Cool.
We're doing the Monsters of the Mountain Festival back in Tennessee again.
Yep.
And, you know, we went overseas a lot last year. So I'm hoping to get some of that later in the late summer, fall. And we should have new tour dates up shortly. And then with Rock Camp, like I said, I've got that one camp with Nancy Wilson and the SCP guys coming up next week. We've got another one with Michael Anthony of Van Halen.
Aldrich
of Whitesnake.
And shit. Wow.
With Warren DeMartini of Rat. And
I love him.
And with and Sebastian Bach, that's coming up in LA in March, and then in April we just announced the camp coming up with Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes, I saw that one.
Noodles of Offspring and Nick of 311. So that's going to be a fun one, and so that's going to be great. And then I'm also just working on new music. I'm finally going to release some of my own material.
Solo Brit material.
Sort of.
Will you be singing?
Types. I will definitely be doing harmonies. I don't know if I'll be singing lead on maybe on a few tracks, but I won't be like, but a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's badass.
Now, will you be at all with Vixen in the New England area?
I'm sure we will. We always do. We never really seem to play Boston, but we usually do some stuff in New York. We do a lot in upstate New York. I know we do Pennsylvania and Jersey here and there, too. So,
well, you've got to come back to your hometown. Come on.
I know. Jeez. I don't know. You know what? Sometimes we play the vault down in New Bedford.
I was going to say, that's the problem. When people come visit and hit Boston area, a lot of guests, they'll go to New Bedford or they'll go to Lynn or Beverly, which is like way far, like not even close to being convenient for any of us.
I know.
Yeah, you guys never play the city of Boston or Worcester, which has a good scene too.
Yeah.
True.
I'll tell you this right now, even you can plug this venue when you talk to your bandmates. There's a brand new club that just opened up in Manchester called the Angel City Music Hall.
Ace played?
No, not yet. But they're trying to, but it's like a mid-range like bar club venue where they're having a lot of, they're trying to like really like build it up by having like some name bands. So come to Manchester. I want to see Vixen close to home.
I'll afford that to our booking agent.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That'd be awesome.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, Zeus, anything else before we wrap up and let Britt get back to her life?
More of her time. Britt, we hope that we can bring you back for different discussions on music, anything like that. Plug your shows, plug your bands. Thank you. I know we've been trying to get you for quite some time. Our buddy Joey Caserta, as Ace calls him, wants to say hello to you. Make sure I say
yes.
Hello.
Tell Joey I say hi.
Yeah, yep. Joey gets a lot of shit from us on this show.
That's because we love him. We love him. But he's a pain in the ass. But we love him. Yeah.
Well, Britt, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. This was a blast, and we're family now on the same network. So
I know I love it.
We're gonna be hanging more often here.
Yeah,
we didn't leave you with plug some of the stuff.
Websites and all that stuff. Yeah.
Awesome. Vixen is vixenofficial.com. You go to vixen.com, it's a porn site. Just beware. Oh. That's a good site too, though. I'm not knocking.
Yeah, I know. Our listeners won't go now.
Follow us at vixen_band on Instagram. I am brittlightning.com. And I'm selling stage played guitars too. So at any show, you can come and buy a guitar that I will play on stage with Vixen and then sign it and hang afterwards. So check that out, available on my website. And I'm also Britt Lightning on the socials, Britt with two T's. Lightning spelled like lightning, not lightening, which most people spell lightning like that.
Yeah, that's wrong.
By the way, before you move further, I want to say you have a Gene Simmons name. Gene loves to rename people. And like, I bet you came to him and like said what your real name is No, call yourself Britt Lightning.
Seriously.
It is such a Gene-like name that he comes up with.
That's such a great point. If a female ever joined KISS,
oh, yeah,
they would be...
Great name.
Britt Lightning. It's like,
not Vincent Cusano. Vinny Vincent. We've heard people that have told the stories about, like, Gene saying, change your name. And he's like, what?
I like this name. Remember they were going to... I know we're cutting you off, Britt, but this is what we do. Do you remember when Vinny Vincent joined the band, Gene wanted to call him Mick Fury.
Yeah, that's
right. Like, so he comes up with all these names.
Weird with him.
Yeah.
But your name, Britt Lightning.
So I'm ready to join KISS. So maybe, you know, with this Avatar thing, maybe that's my next step in life.
Maybe it's time for a female in KISS.
You know what? Let's keep this idea going. Let's just keep putting it out to the universe.
Let's do it.
If I had to join any other band, I think it would be KISS.
Do it. Fantastic. I love it.
We cut you off. Gene, I feel bad.
I'm in.
Yeah, we cut you off in the middle of your plugs. You were talking about Vixen and your name and how it's not spelt the wrong way. Yeah. Keep going. Sorry.
Britt Lighting and on all the socials as well. And then Rock Camp, rockcamp.com for all the upcoming camps. And Rock Camp on the socials, Rock Fantasy Camp, I think it is on the socials. So,
and the podcast as well. The podcast.
People. Yes, of course. Check out rockcamp.com/podcast. And then you can find it on all the platforms that it's available. And stay tuned. Follow me for my new music that's going to be coming out soon. I'm excited.
Well, when it comes out, can you come on the show and talk to us about it?
I would love to.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'll talk about it. Yeah. Britt Lightning, awesome hanging with you. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the album, the music, the camp, the podcast, everything. It's been so much fun. Thank you, Britt.
Thank you. This has been a blast. Talk to you guys soon.
Take care, Britt.
Tom, that was the Gene Simmons pen named Britt Lightning.
Yeah, she was what a great time talking to her. Just what a, like you said, just a pleasant way about. We don't have a lot of pleasant people on this show.
Being part of the KISS community, you don't find yourself with like happy people that make your day better by just their presence.
Right.
What a pleasant person.
Like smiling about all the great things she does, not bitching about KISS and the set list and
such
like
a warm demeanor, beautiful woman, beautiful smile, just genuinely happy. We're not used to this.
We're not used to that. It was very, very foreign to us. So we're thrilled that we had her. She was
great. Was she, man? Yeah. She's just
great.
Well,
time.
We're gonna have more of these random guests coming on and on these Dorm Damages episodes. We hope you enjoyed that one. Until next time, peace out, Girl Scout.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com. Code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.